We're starting a special series on questions that Chozrim B'Tshuva might have with regards to marriage and the challenges of marriage for Chozrim B'Tshuva. And we'll try to go with the questions that were raised one by one and try to deal with relevant aspects, because each question has a few sides to it. So the first question really we have to deal with is, when should one get married? In our dating class we will discuss this, but one of the rules is that a person needs to be balanced, and that imbalanced people think that they're balanced. So you really need help engaging whether you're balanced or not. So we know that there are very often people who will always tell us we're not yet ready. And we know there are people who have their own agenda about what our lives should look like, and that's the reason they're telling us we're not ready. So it's important to get a good gauge. In our dating class, we're going to discuss how one can try to self-assess themselves. But all in all, it's always better to have someone who's impartial and has our best interest at heart help us in figuring out whether we're ready or not to get married. So, yes, we need a certain level of balance. That deserves a broad discussion, which we will, God willing, discuss in 2 weeks in the beginning of our dating class. How does one know if he's ready to get married? Obviously, you have to reach a certain level. I would suggest that aside from what we discuss in that class, there's another thing which we don't usually discuss, which is what are your red lines? Meaning, when you go down, where do you hold yourself accountable, even on your worst day? And those are things which I think should be discussed in the dating. Like, where's your minimum for yourself? What's the minimum expectation from her? It's one of the challenges when people really shift for someone else. Sometimes you have a relationship where you're really shifting because of someone else's expectation, or she's shifting because of your expectations, and then what happens when you're pretty upset with the other person? So you don't want the house of cards to come crashing down, which it just might if you did it for someone else. There has to be a connection between one and his creator. So that's really a separate discussion. I would add another point which needs discussion, and that is, where do you hold yourself ethically accountable? I think that's also something that couples have to discuss. Meaning, if you wake up one morning or she wakes up one morning and you're not too inspired, to put it mildly, and to put it more crassly, you're fed up. You don't feel like baking for another Shabbos, cooking for another Shabbos, going out and having to pay $70 for a hamburger when you can go to Burger King and pay $3 for a burger. You're sort of fed up with it. Where do you hold yourself ethically accountable when you really feel uninspired? Again, putting it mildly. So there has to be a certain understanding, again, where your red lines are, not only from your religious expectations from yourselves, you and the prospective spouse, but also from an ethical perspective, irrespective of how inspired or lack thereof you feel. There has to be a minimum that you agree to that you don't deviate from. Even if you wake up one morning and you feel like, God, if you were out there, you would have found me a job in which I earn $3 million a year instead of $500,000 a year. You're super frustrated with life, and even so, you sort of got to get up and do your thing. So that has to be discussed, and I think, again, not only from a religious perspective, but also from an ethical perspective.